Hey, you know what? Now, see, this time the joke was on me. Those of you who listen regularly know that I always have this running thing because I never know when Lynn is going to walk in, and so I just play a song. And we started talking about April, so I said, "Ah, you know what? I'll give the listeners April showers." I pulled it up very quickly and clicked on it, and there's Al Jolson in blackface, looking at me, going, "Girls, April showers." I almost turned it off.
Yeah, actually, I'm surprised you played it for that reason.
It was an emotional thing. Well, so that's what you call payback, because usually it's I'm getting you in, and
it's
some song about jail, but I couldn't believe it.
Or tequila last
week. Yeah, or
week.
Tequila. Yeah, well, yeah. It was tequila last week.
Yeah. Hey, that's okay.
I'm looking at this guy in blackface going, I got to turn this off. My daddy is good. Would reach up from his grave and slap me.
Yeah, truly.
So you were ill yesterday, and I told everybody.
I'm so sorry.
Cards and letters came streaming.
Oh, I felt the energy. I felt that. Yeah, it's good to be back.
How you doing?
I'm better, much better today than I was this time yesterday. So that's good.
Well, that's because the temperature goes up to 45 degrees during the day and 20 degrees at night,
isn't
and then
this
it snows.
Crazy? And then we're supposed to be getting these winds, 40 to 50 miles per hour.
Out there where I am, I get them all the time because we have all the farmland. And when that wind gets going,
I know
it'll take your lawn chair
during the weather.
Neighbors.
Have you ever heard of that? A
red flag? No.
Flag warning? No, neither.
I said that this morning. I've never heard of a red flag warning.
Yeah. So, but we're having one between noon and six. So let's see what happens.
Don't burn any leaves. Don't please.
Yeah,
don't.
That's right.
Whatever you do today is not the day to say, "Well, I guess I'll burn that pile of garbage that's been sitting around here," because it'll be nice and calm, and then the next thing you know, your neighbor's house will be on fire.
Oh, geez.
Courtesy of you.
Well.
What's going on in the education front?
Well, actually, it's pretty busy. There are a lot of stories. I think I should probably mention before we get started on the local stuff. If people are paying attention to the national news, specifically to Atlanta, there's a big test score scandal down there.
Oh,
that's been, going on for a while. They understood that there were issues with scores being inflated and so forth, but it just happened in the last 2 weeks that the top school officials were indicted over that scandal. The superintendent of the city schools at that point, she retired in 2011. She was charged with racketeering, theft, influencing witnesses, conspiracy, and making false statements.
I don't know about you, but when they came out with that plan, where you got your evaluation was going to depend on how well the students did on a test, at that time I was a salesman. And salesmen sell to the plan.
Yeah.
If you come to me with a commission plan, I'm going to sell to that commission plan.
Right.
So as soon as I heard, well, you're not going to get a raise unless your students get good grades, just seemed to me that it was going to equal somebody.
Well, see, this wasn't a matter of raises. This was a matter of, this is where they implemented a performance bonus
system.
Which is a little bit different than the whole yearly evaluation being based on how your students perform. But yeah, she supposedly received more than $500,000 in performance bonuses, and she was named superintendent of the year by Arnie Duncan, and now she's sitting in the dock. So
you might as well put a peanut in front of an elephant. Say, "I'll give you more money if you get these scores up."
And it's really the accounts of what went on. Egregious teachers being shamed by principals in public for their students' scores, and it's really worst case scenario could get. So
it's got to be a better way.
Yeah, there's a story. That's a story to watch. As far as the we have the pending budget and board election vote on May 21st. So districts are now getting down to the wire in terms of adopting their own budgets. State budget was approved last week, and as everybody probably knows, the schools did far, far better than they anticipated. here in Hudson, they received quite a windfall, 40% over what they thought they were getting based on the governor's budget. So everyone's recalculating their numbers. Taconic Hills is looking at a almost $37 million budget next year with a tax levy increase of 4.21%. Everyone so far as I can tell, is going to be asking for tax levy increases that are within the cap. No one seems to be, I think with one exception, Wyndham Ashland Jewett considered an original proposal that would have put them over their cap, and under the new law, that would have required a supermajority of the voters, and no one wants to go there.
Now, Lynn, I'm going to pretend that I actually know, mm-hmm. and I'll say you have to do this for the sake of the listeners. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That process, and now it starts. The vote is on the 15th?
21st.
The 21st of May.
It's actually a week later than it's been in the past.
Okay, yeah. So the vote's on the 21st. Mm-hmm. Then the first thing that but before the vote, the first thing that happens is the board, each individual district sits around,
yeah.
and they muddle around with some numbers, right?
Right, and that depending on the budget or on the district, that can go on for 3 months. It can go on for 6 months.
Then they throw those numbers out there to see what the community has to say.
Yeah, yeah. To varying degrees, yeah.
Okay.
And then what they have to do is adopt the budget.
They have to adopt. Eventually, they have to adopt something and say to the community, okay, community, this is it.
Right. And that is not in their negotiations and working on the budget, of course. They're calculating specific line items mm-hmm. where they want to allocate money. But when it comes to adopting the budget and then putting it out for the public approval, what's being adopted and approved is the bottom line.
The bottom line of the budget.
And your tax levy increase.
Right. But the community gets all involved in that stuff that gets to the bottom line.
Right. Exactly. In theory. Yeah.
Now, so if the vote is on May the 21st, mm-hmm. then is there a drop dead date where each school district has to tell the community what they're up to?
They have to have it adopted by mid-April, I believe. Okay. I think most of the districts that I've been looking at, they're looking to approve it this week or next week. The one exception was Wyndham Ashland Jewett. They seem to be talking about the end of April is when they're looking to adopt the budget. But I know Hudson is probably going to adopt its budget on Monday the 8th. Germantown actually already adopted theirs on March 27th. The board in Taconic Hills is going to vote on it April 23rd.
So this is a good time for our listeners to have their ears to the ground in their individual school boards, districts, to find out what's going on,
right.
What's being proposed, because that's what you're going to be voting for next month. Right?
Yeah, the key thing that people are looking at, whether they be on the board or whether they be in a community, is really what the bottom line is, what the increase is budget to budget, and also what individual school districts are looking to raise in terms of their tax revenue, their tax levy. That's where you see the increase, and that's where you see the calculation for a specific tax levy increase. And with the 2% cap law that was put into effect, 3 years ago, mm-hmm. 2 years ago, it's not literally a 2% tax cap ceiling. The calculation varies from district to district based on a variety of factors. It starts at 2%, but then there are certain exemptions which allow you to calculate within that. And each district will tell you what that range of increase can be. For instance, in Hudson, it's the max they can ask for is 5.3, and that's what they're going to ask for. Other places, for instance, Germantown and this is kind of interesting because last year, if everybody will remember, Germantown went for the left field fence and they asked for, remember?
Right.
They asked for a percentage, a tax levy increase that was beyond their simple majority approval.
And it was voted down.
Mm-hmm. They had to come back and recalculate. This year, Germantown is a totally different story. It's a $13 million budget. They are, it's at 2% is their tax levy increase, and they're not laying off any people, and they're not cutting any programs. So that's, you know, a total turnaround from last year. I think they benefited from some retirements and also increased state tax aid.
Now,
state aid, sorry.
Can you put on your magic soothsayer hat and predict which districts are going to give us some news? Where there's going to be a little, I hate to say controversy, but...
I'm still waiting to hear about Caro Durham, see what their final numbers look like. They were, of course, very happy to see an increase in state aid, as everybody else was, but they haven't yet determined how they're going to use that state aid and see where that election goes based on their realignment controversy over there. They're rearranging their elementary schools.
Oh yeah, that between, whole thing.
Yeah.
And you've got that one is that the outlier group is still trying to fight it.
Leverage the budget vote. Right. Yeah, as far as I know. So that's a story.
Well,
that could be very
interesting.
That's an election to watch. In Hudson, I'm not quite sure what to predict. People were generally sympathetic up until last week. I went to a budget meeting at TSL, and that was the day they found out they received quite a bit more money, but they're sticking with their 5.3 tax levy increase. And there were some representatives from the retired community, people on fixed incomes there, making an appeal saying, you know, couldn't you just give a little bit back? Couldn't you just give a little bit back to the taxpayers? Why do you have to max out on the tax levy increase? You know, who knows where that will go? But they supposedly now, with a 5.3, they have closed their budget gap in Hudson. So, but I think Caro Durham is probably the one to watch.
Well, interesting times are coming. We're going to the crack WGXE news team. Well, just to mention, keep you up to date.
Yeah, well, and on school board elections, too. I'll get more information on that in the coming weeks. But the big news out of Hudson was that the president of their board, Peter Moranti, resigned.
Resigned, that's correct.
And so that means there will now be two seats open on that board come the May election. That was a last-minute change.
Now, that president, that's not an appointed. That's an elected position?
He's elected as an at-large member, and then the board elects their officers.
Oh, okay.
So he's been on the board for 3 years. He will leave a two-year gap. So whoever would be the runner-up in the voting, whoever would receive the second largest number of votes would fill his seat. And the other term is a 5-year term.
That will be
term.
Interesting.
Very interesting, yeah. Yeah. And, there's some other, let's see, I'm just trying to think of some other big, the other thing is Hunter Tannersville extended their superintendent's contract. He was the fellow that's been up there for a while, and people have listened to the show before. They'd know that he was, he's put out a proposal for reconfiguring how school districts are organized in New York State. He's made a proposal, and he's talking to people about making superintendents employees of the state and doing
some
consolidation.
And putting them in charge of more than one school, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So he will be in Hunter Tannersville for a little while longer, another year at least. So, and I think that's it.
And that proposal, that hasn't gone anywhere.
No, I think that was his idea was one that would require a change in the law.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Even if it's received favorably, it will take quite a bit of work to get it into place.
I always remember things right after you tell me.
That's good, though. You'll remember them.
Thank you very much, Lynn, for bringing us up to date, folks. We're going to stay on top of these school board elections. And report to you as best we can. And, of course, your input is very important because this is community radio. And so if you're from Taconic and we didn't mention Taconic and you know that there's something going on over there, hop on the phone, call us up. We'll look into it, right?
Absolutely.
That's what makes community radio work. You're not going to hear this stuff anywhere else.
Yeah, and I'd also say, too, that I've reached out to a couple of people that I know are either anticipating running for board seats or have already confirmed that they are going to run, and with the idea of getting them on the radio. So if you are a board candidate and you would like to talk to us, please give us a call.
Yes.
828-0290.
Yes, call us up and come on the radio and embrace us.
Yes. We're not scary.
Lynn, back in the late 1960s,